This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
You've been hearing the ads on the radio from now a multitude of different agents saying the same shtick about, we guarantee to sell your home or we'll buy it. Even talk show hosts on the station communicating with you. Well, they've got all the buyers and they're going to pay you the difference between the list price and the sales price. And, you know, I just want to say, you cannot believe what you're being told. I've been selling homes 15 years. Last year sold 163 properties as a group and over $1 billion in real estate sales over my career. 17 years ago, I went to a conference in Canada with a fellow named Craig Proctor who was promoting this whole idea of guaranteed buy scenarios for this very reason, to advertise, I guarantee to sell your home. Now, why do we hear this guarantee? Because it tickles the ears, I don't have to worry. That's what the sell is. You don't have to worry because somebody else will take the responsibility. You don't have to worry because somebody else will make you whole. It's honestly, it's very, very much like the whole socialist concept of, you know, you don't have to worry because the government will take care of you, as opposed to taking responsibility, especially when there's a lack of validity to it. I went to a presentation by one such broker, and the broker actually admitted to the lack of use of this very product that they promote all the time, because what it does is it causes the phone to ring, but then the explanation goes out that the amount of money that the homeowner was hoping they were going to get from this marvelous-sounding guarantee is different. It's so low that it doesn't make sense, but now the opportunity for the broker to move into their cell occurs. I will just say that you don't want 70, 80% or 90% of your list price. If you do, why not put it on the open market as is? There's a way to sell that and get the most money without taking advantage of you. This is why, and I do my own spots. I talk about my own business. I really want you to understand it. I've done all the math. The average list-to-sell ratio on my listings is 100%, folks. This is verifiable. I've got the information. My average home sells in 10 days or less. You would think that if someone guaranteed to pay you the difference between your list price and the sale price, that every time you list a home with this party, they would sell the house. That would make sense, right? I mean, think about it. If you wanted $600,000 for your house and the broker could only sell it for $550,000 and you're hearing the ad that they'll pay you the difference, well, then they should be giving you a check for $50,000 and you've sold your property. Then why, when brokers offer this, why is it that many, and I mean over 100 listings a year, end up expired? You don't hear that. Oh, we had this many listings expire this year, but we offer a guarantee. Do they say that? No. I'm just trying to bring you the truth in real estate. I'm not speaking specifically towards any particular person, but to the advertisements that are used to get you to pay attention and then call people. So be educated, be thoughtful, and as I like to say, at least interview a couple of agents before you hire one so that you know the truth and you can make an educated decision from that.
I got my income tax this morning. Yeah, and it got to be paid. I got my income tax up this morning. Yeah, this guy.
Turning our attention now, 20 valuable tax breaks for seniors. We all know that the standard deduction doubled in 2017, so it really doesn't make a lot of sense for many of us to actually itemize our deductions. We've gone from $12,000 in a single taxpayer and $24,000 for married couples. And that means that you've got to have deductions more than $12,000 to actually write them off. And unless you're a very generous soul with a lot of money, it's not going to make sense for many of us. I itemize my deductions. I still do it. And I still find myself exceeding those numbers primarily because of the ways that I give and the way that I serve with Widow Care, which is our nonprofit to help widows and widowers in the DMV. But not everybody's going to do that. Not everybody's going to need to do that. So just evaluate that for yourself. Every state in the U.S. has some kind of property tax benefit for seniors. And six states have programs that freeze property taxes completely for seniors. And guess what? 10 will limit how much a property's tax value can increase. One state, Alabama, has taxpayers 65 and older that are exempt from the state portion of their property tax. So evaluate that for yourself based on where you live. In 37 states in our country, Social Security benefits are not taxed. Find out whether you are taxed based on where you live. And this show now goes across the country. I get submissions for copies of our guides from Ohio this past week, Hawaii, California, Oregon, and other places. So the content is being picked up. If you want to listen to this or share this information, you can do so through Spotify or iHeartRadio. There are podcasts, and you just download the app and search Seniors Solutions or Pointing You Home, and you get more information. Free and clear. Well, guess what? 7 states, including Washington and Wyoming, Florida, South Dakota, Nevada, and Alaska, exempt all individual income from taxes. So, but oftentimes their property taxes are fairly high and you don't get those exemptions. So you want to weigh those two things against each other. Some states have no filing for low-income seniors. Some give a saver's tax credit. And oftentimes, if you're giving a certain amount of money away, you can have that be tax exempt. For instance, if you have 5 grandkids, you could give each one of the grandkids $15,000 and there will be no tax to them in receiving that gift. You'll pay the tax for having earned the money, but they won't pay the tax for receiving it. They then can take that money and invest it after taxes and let it sit there. And it's great. It's let it sit there. And I don't mean literally that invest it and make money by letting it sit in a good investment is what I meant. Potentially huge for seniors is this 7.5% of your adjusted gross income for 2018. You can deduct medical expenses that total more than 7.5% of your adjusted gross income. And for many of us, and last year was a particularly tough year for our family on medical expenses, we exceeded our exemption, so we had a lot to write off, which is beneficial, but we still had to reach that cap. It's good to know that you have that limit you have to exceed in order to write it off, but you still can't write off when you hit some gargantuan expenses. There are changes in the home downsizing. You know, this whole downsizing move brings with it many things. One thing I will say has not changed is the capital gains tax exemption. So I still get this question, do I still need to roll the proceeds from the sale of my home forward in the purchase of another home in order to get that exemption? The answer is simply no. You can buy a home, move into it, live there for 2 years, sell it, and take the capital gains tax-free up to $500,000 as a couple and up to $250,000 as an individual. I'm not an accountant. I'm not an attorney. So what I'm telling you is based upon general rules. Your rules may be slightly different depending upon your financial situation, but good to know those rules. Seek counsel where appropriate. There's a credit for elderly and disabled folks in our country. If you're still investing, you can invest more now into your traditional IRA. You can contribute up to $7,000 rather than $6,000 for those under 50. So when you're older, you can put more towards retirement. You can cash out tax and penalty-free withdrawals from a Roth IRA can begin at 59.5 as long as the account is at least 5 years old. Rolling over money, there are breaks for investors and charitable contribution benefits as well as home equity debt changes. So much more. I can't cover all of it because we're out of time. But good information. Want more information like this and want to remember what I said, then listen to the show. Senior Solutions section of The Eric Stewart Show can be found on podcasting apps like Spotify and iHeartRadio and The Pointing You Home as well. Time to sell? Call us 800-900-9104 at The Eric Stewart Group. We're experts in seniors downsizing. We know how to help you, guide you, and we'll give you all the information that you need to make a good and educated decision. EricStewartGroup.com to download our guides and so much more. Well, I got to wrap it, folks. It's been a pleasure. Have a great Valentine next week. Buy your honey a house. See you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.